Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years. Never in a hundred, never in a thousand, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Oh.
Good morning. It is 5 o'clock. We're at 65 degrees. We'll have forecast details and more coming up on today's Light in the Milk House show. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Rescues are underway in North Carolina as the remnants of Tropical Depression Chantal trigger life-threatening flooding there. So far, the Chapel Hill Fire Department and neighboring agencies say they've rescued more than 50 people from the water. Tamara Scott from our ABC station in Durham, North Carolina, is in the flood zone.
This is going to take a long time to clean up. Some of the businesses that we spoke with say that they've started the cleanup. They're trying to get an insurance adjuster out here to see how much of a loss this will be for them. But this is just incredible and something that they've experienced before, but they tell me this is definitely the worst.
The final legal troubles for one of Tiger King's main characters will be resolved Tuesday in a South Carolina courtroom. Bhagavan Doc Antle faces up to 10 years in prison for trafficking in exotic animals and money laundering after pleading guilty in November 2023. Three others who pleaded guilty in his investigation received either probation or a four-month prison sentence. This is ABC News. Possible new clues as to the whereabouts of a Washington state father on the run for weeks, accused of killing his three daughters.
For over a month, Travis Decker, trained by the military in wilderness survival, has been on the run, accused of killing his three young daughters while he had visitation of them. The trail had gone cold on his whereabouts, but now a family camping in the Bear Creek area of Idaho's Sawtooth National Forest saw a man on July 5th who looked a lot like Decker. The U.S. Marshals Greater Idaho Task Force is now surging into the area. An active search is underway. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Pearl Jam drummer Matt Cameron says he's leaving the band after nearly 30 years. The 62-year-old Cameron announced his departure in a social media post Monday. He thanked the band members for giving him the opportunity of a lifetime. In a statement, the band called Cameron a singular and true powerhouse of a musician. Cameron did not give a reason for his departure. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
The forecast for today includes a high of 84 with a 30% chance of showers at times. Tonight, partly cloudy, areas of fog, a low of 62. Wednesday, mostly sunny and comfortable, a high of 84. Thursday, scattered clouds and slightly muggy, a high of 85. Friday, mostly cloudy and humid with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84. At the WRCO studios this morning, not a lot of variance in the temperature. It was 66 at midnight. Right now in the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 65 degrees. Again, today there is some fog to deal with, so allow some extra time and drive carefully through the early morning July weather. Today is Tuesday, July 8th, and it is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then little I from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears away.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn it,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
Oh Lord, he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and
you know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning. Yes, we start the day in a positive way with Richland Center's own Unity Quartet. And have a little talk with Jesus. Before that, the Richland Center High School pep band for this last school year and our national anthem. Hello, friends. My goodness, it's good to get together again here. It's been a long time, right? Well, yesterday anyway. Phil Nee with you on the Light the Milk House Tuesday, the 8th of July. We have some things to tell you about, including a really nice Brewer win last night. When we check sports, we'll do that in just a little bit. Plus more about the weather, farm news and markets, all action-packed here in the hour. The Light in the Milk House Show.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Do-do-do-do. guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Looking, I know from the feeling that it comes from the heart.
Easy loving.
Every day's Thanksgiving to count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of like living in a beautiful dream.
Freddie Hart and Easy Lovin' on WRCO Radio. Good morning, 65 degrees. The new forecast calling for a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. And a high of 83, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonal. For tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy. Patchy fog is possible, a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy to sunny and nice, a high of 82. Thursday, partly cloudy on the warm side and a high of 84. And Friday looks rainy, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely at times. Heavy rain will be possible. Some reminders from WRCO's community calendar today. Friends of the Blue River Farmers Market will be open today with a market from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park. The Boaz Village Board will meet tonight at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda can be accessed as well at boazwi.gov/meetings. VFW members and potential members invited to welcome the new Richland Center Post 2267 commander, Marlon Clark, starting at 6:30 tonight at the Phoenix Center. Marlon will be buying the refreshments, we understand. The regular monthly meeting will follow at 7 o'clock. And the Rolling Hills Toastmasters Club will be meeting tonight from 6:30 until 8. Meetings are held at Eagle School in Classroom 2.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah,
summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet. Uncover the best of outdoor recreation in Boscobel, Wisconsin. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce invites you to visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy provides the best care for the best you with exceptional service. Their dedicated, experienced staff is ready to support your home healthcare needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And taste the difference at Utter Brothers Creamery, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel. From great eats to catering services, they've got something for everyone in Boscobel.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Andrew Vaughn is back in the majors with the Milwaukee Brewers and making quite an early impression with his new team. Milwaukee promoted Vaughn from the minors when first baseman Rhys Hoskins was placed on the injured list yesterday with a sprained left thumb. In his first at-bat with the Brewers, he nailed a three-run home run against the Dodgers. Vaughn became the fifth player in franchise history to homer in his first plate appearance for the club. Milwaukee went on for the win 9-1, pacing the Dodgers last night. Miami 5-1 over Cincinnati. It was San Francisco 3-1 over Philadelphia, and Arizona 6, San Diego 3. From the American League, Detroit 5, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 8-4 over the White Sox, Cleveland 7, Houston 5, the Angels 6-5 over Texas. Interleague play, Kansas City 9, Pittsburgh 3, Boston 9-3 over Colorado. Also in last night's action, Manny Machado of the Padres got his 2,000th career hit against the Arizona Diamondbacks. From the WNBA, Atlanta 90, Golden State 81, and Phoenix 102, Dallas 72.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
All right, you know it is aerobic polka time, so let's stretch out. Ouch. And get ready. Our aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, let the oompa begin. A one and a two and a... Yes, there you go. Whew. That was called On Our Front Porch. On Our Front Porch Polka by Whoopi John and the band. Whew. They were kicking it up good there today on WRC Radio, the Light in the Milk House show. That is a polka service of WRCO.
Well, ever since the day that time began, been this thing between a woman and a man. Well, I don't know, but I do believe that started in the garden with Adam and Eve. Samson and Delilah had their fling till she cut his hair and clipped his wing. It don't matter how the story's told, love stays young and can't go.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and the stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of. Pretty good scene.
till she said, "Bonnie boy, we're through." And that's when he met his Waterloo. Julie, baby, and Romeo fell in love and stole the show. I know they are history, but there ain't been nothing like you and me.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of.
Let me tell you about love. Let me tell you about love. Take it, Perkins. She was a beauty queen, the prettiest thing that you ever have seen. Solomon, he was mighty wise, but Sheba, she don't caught his eye. The world would be in a dreadful fix if it wasn't for the love between cats and chicks. This world wouldn't amount to much without a hug, a kiss, and a tender touch. And
let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all dreaming of.
Let me tell you about love.
Let me tell you about love, about the moon and stars above. It's what we've all been dreaming of.
Let me tell you about love. Let me tell you about love.
Those who do their whole life through put their heart and soul behind it. A long and lasting love. A long and lasting love is what I always dreamed of. And when I looked lasting love. Lasting love, we share for many reasons, a special bond that goes beyond the changing of the seasons. Long and lasting love, long and lasting love, someone I can care for, someone to
We get out the best Crystal this morning there, Crystal Gale, on WRCO Radio. We're at 65 degrees as we head toward 83 today, and a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms rolling around this afternoon. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 65 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
The Ag Secretary is getting some help. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans deliver unprecedented yield potential and maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans and experience the difference. Judge Stephen Alexander Vaden has been sworn in as the next Deputy Secretary to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Union City, Tennessee native will join Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins to execute food and agriculture policy. USDA says U.S. crop conditions were mostly higher on the week. Monday's crop progress and condition report says 74% of the corn crop is in good to excellent shape. 66% of U.S. soybeans are good to excellent. The recent heat and plenty of rain have been good for most Wisconsin crops. James Gacy raises about 1,400 acres of crops to feed his dairy herd near Alma Center. He tells Brownfield the corn is finally starting to take off.
Started out kind of slow and yellow. We got some heat and that turned it into what it needed to be. And lately we've been getting a lot of rain. So we're sitting there. Hopefully none of our nitrogen leaches away. And our soybeans, again, kind of same deal. They started off kind of slow because it's cold weather, and they're catching up.
Geesey just wrapped up second crop alfalfa and says frequent rain made it challenging.
Just the other night with the big monsoons, we had just shy of 6 inches at my dairy farm where I live.
Randy Ebert has a dairy, beef, and crop farm near Lake Michigan in Kewaunee County.
I just finished up second crop. So far, I mean, last year was a very challenging spring, but a pretty nice, easy, dry fall. This year, we've got all the right conditions.
Ebert said he had very little winter kill, and even his old hay stands look good. Statewide, USDA says second cutting of alfalfa is 54% done. Third cutting is starting in some areas. 76% of the hay is in good to excellent shape. And some Wisconsin farmers are planning to start third crop alfalfa this week. 77% of Wisconsin's corn is in good to excellent condition, up 2% from last week. 29% of the soybeans are blooming. 75% of those beans are rated good to excellent. Some Michigan farmers are experiencing significant crop damage from deer as crops continue to develop. Michigan Soybean Committee Research Director Mark Seaman tells Brownfield, feeding is especially persistent on soybeans in the early growth stages.
It takes a lot of soybean plants to fill up a deer. So we have a lot of feeding now, and in a lot of cases when we have slower growth or just in this growth stage, it's hard for those soybean plants to keep up with the feeding.
Michigan has deer damage hunting permits, and they are now valid for the entire growing season. South Dakota farmer Paul Casper says he's trying to stay optimistic as the Trump administration extends its timeline to work through new trade deals.
I hope Trump comes through with something here on the ag sector side. He says he will, and we'll see what happens.
Ahead of Wednesday's tariff deadline, Trump has announced new tariffs on goods from Japan and South Korea. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Call the experts at Harchie Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Conveniently located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Harchie Harchi Lumber carries one of the largest selections of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin, plus a full line of home and pool building materials. Need prefab wall panels? They custom build them and deliver with their own crane truck for fast, efficient setup. Call Harchi Lumber at 985-7207.
A slow start to the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet, typical for a Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers less than 600 pounds were steady to $8 lower. Heavier weights were mostly steady to $6 higher, with heavier 8 weights up to $15 higher. Feeder heifers were steady to $5 higher, and 7 and 8 weights were $15 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 754 to 798 pounds, brought 314.50 to 342.50. Feeder steers, 854 to 887 pounds, brought 302 to 321.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 604 to 640 pounds, brought 323 to $342. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $1.23 at $390.98. Select was 91 cents lower at $377.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported on Monday due to confidentiality. There were very few negotiated purchases. Processors didn't have a very aggressive start to the week and weren't bidding up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Demand remains crucial to the market. Global demand for U.S. pork has been strong. However, there are some concerns amid the ongoing trade and tariff discussions from the Trump administration. The 5-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct was $111.55. And for the Western Corn Belt, the 5-day rolling average was $111.66. Pork values closed sharply higher, up $3.28 at $113.40. And estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle ended the day higher, with box beef up during the session ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures into the day mix mostly higher on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
A slow start to the week for cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your closing farm break on Brownfield. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Nebraska and Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Estimated cattle slaughter on Monday was 114,000 head. That's down 4,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. The cash hog market has struggled with consistency. Processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide some price support. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets on Monday were $2 higher at $86, and estimated hog slaughter was 478,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up about 15,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A call for global standards for agricultural sustainability. Up next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A British farmer has suggestions for a more sustainable agriculture. Patrick Holden founded the Sustainable Food Trust in the UK. He'd like to see a system of universal standards for valuing sustainable ag practices above and beyond market prices.
It's really important that we put a price on these externalities, both positive and negative. But before we do that, we need to measure them. And in an ideal world, we need to measure them using a common framework so that I could go onto a farm in New England or in the Corn Belt or wherever and say, what is your sustainability assessment on climate, nature, and social outcomes? And the language and the measurement framework we would be using would be the same.
Holden says regenerative ag practices are added value.
Not only do we not cause the damage by practicing a better farming system, but also we are not being rewarded for the positive externalities, the recreated soil capital and carbon, the biodiversity and the improvements in human health, which our farming systems and the people who eat our food will experience. And it seems to me that until we correct that, we're going to remain relatively marginal.
Holden appeared in the Food Talk podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
Beef on Dairy continues to help as milk prices remain low. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A marketing and risk management advisor says many dairy operations are financially stronger thanks to raising beef animals. Mike North with EverAg says the lower milk product prices also mean lower milk prices paid to farmers.
Milk prices have in fact departed from some of those more loftier, you know, $20 plus numbers that we saw earlier in the year. Two levels that are, you know, more in the 17s, 18s, or in the class four market, more in the 19s.
North says lower milk prices have compressed margins if producers simply calculate by milk revenue over feed costs. But there is another story thanks to dairy producers raising beef calves.
We're creating a lot of revenue, upwards to $2.50 a hundredweight in revenue back to the farm just in the beef breeding, and even higher than that in some cases as we consider culls and stronger beef breeding program on any one herd.
North says when a three-day-old calf can bring farmers more than $1,000, that's a big deal and helps the farm's bottom line. He says with the U.S. beef herd still not growing, Beef on Dairy prospects continue to offer opportunity for dairy producers. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 60¾ cents. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 168.5 with 5 sales. Cheese barrels went down a penny to 171.5. One sale there. Butter prices up 1.5 cents at 262. One sale recorded. Not that dry milk, up a quarter of a cent, 126¼, just one sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons, online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Today's forecast for southwest Wisconsin, a high of 83, a 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, patchy fog again, and a low of 61. Wednesday, partly cloudy to sunny and nice, a high of 82. Thursday, 84, and on the muggy side again. Friday, 82, with showers and thunderstorms likely at times. Heavy rain is possible. Right now it is 65 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
A Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail. Hanging down, wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. It gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, why, baby, that's what I like.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Well, I what?
Hello.
Do I what?
Hello.
Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might, but honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A big one and a waffle, a giggle and a talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money, feel real loose like a long big goose. Like a, oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late? You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry likes.
Chantilly
lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk. Oh, it makes the world. Nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, wow, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like. Chantilly lace,
pretty
face, on that thing, hanging down. A wiggle and a wiggle, on the giggle and a doggy, through the pickle, 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 through the world go round. Ain't a nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a...
I just can't get it through my head. You love another now instead. Can't make myself believe we're really through. I'm walking up and down the hall, talking to a solid wall. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you.
No, no, no.
Keep your letters I should burn. I wear your ring I should return. But there's a million foolish things I do. It makes me cry, but you would laugh to know I kiss your photograph. I'll lose my mind before I'm over you.
On WRCO Radio, as we set the stage for the day in southwest Wisconsin, we'll get the latest word from the meteorologist expert, Mr. Tony Schumacher, coming up here on WRCO for the day. So that is straight ahead, and we'll see what's happening. It looks like it's going to be another, well, fairly warm one today. Kind of weather that we always talk about. You can hear the corn growing weather, and I don't know if that's true or not, but they used to say that on some warm July nights, and if nothing else, you can hear the grass growing. That's growing pretty fast right now, isn't it? Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there and many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till early dawn, hoping that you're lonely and you miss me too, hoping just for chance that I'll get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere above.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Both calves and slaughter cows were steady at this past week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves range from $9 to $13 by the pound. Beef crossbred calves, $9.50 to $14.10. Slaughter dairy cows sold from $1.03 to $1.36, with the lightweight dairy bulls, $1.40 to $1.60. We had four black crossbred steers weighing $5.75, and they sold for $3. Next feeder sale will be on Friday, July 18th. We're already receiving inquiries about what might be available for that sale. The cattle futures market stays strong, along with the fact that the cattle on hand reports that we have near record low numbers. This suggests to me that we may see the feeder market at extremely high figures this fall. Add that to the price of corn, and that will encourage feeders to put their corn into the livestock. Looks good going into fall for the cattle now that's out on grass and the fall beef calves. Contact Darren Colt or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been a competitive market since 1963.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, Zero Turn or Push Mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, last evening we were tracking a large band of rain and storms over Minnesota and northwest Iowa. The northern portion of it kind of fizzled out as it tracked down toward southwest Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there's still a large cluster of rain and storms in southern Iowa and Missouri, but that's going to move south away from us. So it looks like a pretty quiet day overall. We can't rule out a stray shower popping up again toward the mid to late afternoon as a weak front moves through the area, but that would be very brief in nature. Otherwise, seasonal temperatures continue. In fact, the relatively mild readings will stick around the next couple of days. Should be some great summer weather tomorrow on Thursday for getting outside, with comfortable humidity overall and some sunshine too. Conditions will be changing though as we head toward Friday as more humidity rolls in, and also a weather system from the west should bring widespread showers and thunderstorms to the upper Midwest, and some of these may produce some heavy rainfall. Widespread half inch to an inch amounts are expected, with some localized 1 to 2 inch amounts, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. That whole system should move away by early Saturday, leaving us with a pretty nice weekend. The forecast as for today, partly to mostly cloudy and seasonal, 30% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms this afternoon, with a high near 83, southeast wind about 5, becoming westerly later. Tonight, maybe an isolated shower early, then partly cloudy, patchy fog possible, low temperature 61. Partly cloudy to sunny and nice tomorrow, with a high of 82, north to northwest wind between 5 and 10. For Thursday, partly cloudy, still on the warm side, low 60 with a high 84. Friday should be muggy with showers and storms likely at times. Heavy rain is possible. Low in the mid-60s, high of 82. Saturday may be a shower early, then partly cloudy and less humid, high 81. Breezy and nice on Sunday, high 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
The fog is sticking around this morning a little bit, and yesterday's high was 84. No precipitation here at the studios. There was some not too far away, though, yesterday. A record high 100 set in 1985, record low 43 in 1961. Last year's high was 82, and the low 67. Sunset will happen at 8:44 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 5:30. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.08. No precipitation today. And again, after a midnight reading of 66, it is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Today's news update at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in the Texas flooding stands at 104 people, with at least 20 still missing. Ryan Loge is a